You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. Hey, Power Pearlers, I just want to share that this episode is brought to you by my very special free audio training workshop, The Secret Sauce. In this workshop, I show you how to tap into your zone of genius, get scrappy, and finally start your creative business. In this free audio training, I will show you how to cook your own secret sauce with my five-step recipe to help you uncover your not-so-obvious skills and talents. Because let's face it, sometimes we just can't see them, but the truth is, they're there, kind of like your nose. It's so close that you don't even notice it. In this workshop, I will show you how I started my business, how I got scrappy and stopped functioning from a place of fear and urgency, so you can show up with joy, purpose, and excitement every day about building your passion-crafted, soul-driven business. So to learn more about this free audio training, visit caragotwarner.com/secret sauce. Now, on to the episode. Well, hey there, Power Pearlers. I want to welcome you to episode 98 of Power Pearls Podcast. I cannot believe that we are almost at episode 100. And I just want to say thank you so much for sticking around on this journey. This has been amazing. So in regards to episode 100, I'm not quite sure yet what I'm going to be talking about, but I do have some fun ideas on the burner. So maybe next week I'll let you know what those are, but I'm really hoping to have a little bit of a podcast-a-palooza for you guys. So it should be fun. All right. So what's going on today in this episode? Well, I decided that I'm going to answer a listener question. Stephanie Karp wrote in to ask how to network for her design business. And so I wanted to share some jumping off points for you guys so that you could actually take these and run with them right away. So I will just say that it took me a while to narrow this down. This is probably the third time that I'm trying to record this episode because I just had so many ideas and I started going down a few rabbit holes and I was like, no, time to back up. This is going to be overwhelming. So I went back to the drawing board and tried to come up with a few really useful ideas that you can use. And if you have a question, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to caragotwarner.com and you can go to the very top of the page and you'll see a link for how to get in touch. And when you click through, you'll actually see a button for how you can actually leave a voice message and then I can actually play it on the podcast. But I understand if you feel a little shy, no worries. Actually, there's a spot there also that you can hand type, you know, you can hand write, I should say, or hand type, whatever. And you can write your question and send it to me that way. So two ways to do it. But it'll be fun if you wanted to leave a voice recorded message. And I'd love, love, love to hear from you. Okay, so on to Stephanie's question. So here it is. I would love to hear a podcast on how to network. I am the quintessential introvert. And while I would love to surround myself with other fiber lovers, I'm so nervous. Maybe ideas on what to talk about, how to approach people with your ideas, and what's okay and what's going too far. Okay, So, Stephanie, these are great, great questions. And so there are a few different ways that you can go about this. And so here are a few jumping off points for you to start with. So the first and the most obvious is online ways to network. And I'm going to start by talking about Facebook and Ravelry groups. This is the best place to start those conversations. And just to see, you know, what others are up to. And I'm just going to leave that in because I'm not cutting anything else out today. I'm just, like I said, frazzled. I did this episode over already twice. And sometimes those little faux pas are funny. Okay, so, you know, hang out and see what others are doing. You know, if you feel shy and you don't know what to ask, it's okay. You don't have to be asking anything just yet. It's a good idea to just see what others are doing in the groups that you know, that are doing the same thing that you want to do, right? So just hang out, lurk for a little while, see what they're up to. And, you know, why not answer some questions yourself too, you know, because then you get to know people and then you create these really awesome little friendships, you know. And a few groups that you might want to look at. So these are Facebook groups. Fiber Boss Collective. This is a group founded by Chelsea Fitch. Very engaged group. Okay. Like totally check it out because if you haven't found it yet, it's pretty popular. So maybe you've already been there, but you know, it's people talking about everything from, you know, how to start your own indie yarn dyeing company to, you know, what's the best accounting program for my yarn crafting business. There are 43,000 members in this group. So, oh no, not in Fiber Boss. I just got ahead of myself. Scratch that. That's my other note. No, there's not 43,000 members, but I'll tell you in a second, it's not size that matters. It's a very engaged group, totally worth checking out. Definitely at least a couple thousand in that group, if not more. The next group to check out, I suggest, is Knit Chat. Now, this has 43,000 members. This is not a designer group per se, although there is crossover. So you kind of have to, like, you know, switch gears a little bit and think a little bit differently. So in a situation like this, if you were to hang out in this group, it's mostly pertaining to hobbyists, right? Knitters, hobby knitters, and you can do a little investigation work, right? See what people are talking about. What is the hot new yarn, the hot new stitches? What are the things that people are making? What is exciting knitters? So that's a great place to kind of see what's up. And then that can help you to know, you know, what it can just lead you to, you know, understanding how you can serve them in the future. You know, if you're a designer, what kind of patterns you could write, or maybe you'll get a tip on a yarn company that's looking for a designer. Like in a group like Knit Chat could have that information, but more likely like a Fiber Boss. And you'll see designers, you'll see editors, you'll see yarn companies, and new designers and veteran designers. So it's like across the board. It's a great group. Fiber Designers Playground. This is the reason why I wanted to mention this group is because it is one of those small, but pretty engaged. It seems like a pretty engaged group from what I could tell. But the reason why I wanted to mention it is because it's not the size that matters, but it's about the engagement, right? So if you're in a group that's got a very small amount of members, but they're answering your questions, they're engaging with you, that's all that matters. It is not about the size. And I can't stress that more. And I think that's another episode entirely. Maybe I need to make a note for self about size. It's not about the size that matters. Yeah, that could go down some rabbit holes right there. I could go down some rabbit holes for sure. Okay. So, again, so like I said, offer that advice. So you're in the group for a while, you're in these groups on Ravelry, on Facebook. You never know where this could lead. You have these conversations, you yourself you're offering value and advice, people start to think, this person really knows their stuff, and I should really check them out and go to their website. So, you know, that's it. Or someone in the group might say, gee, I'm not sure, but you should ask so-and-so because they might be able to help you. Now, I do know that in some of the larger groups, the influencer groups, they will take notice. So if you happen to, this is a really great thing to take note of. Let's just say you are truly a person that's helping others and you're offering so much value. The admins in the group will be like, all right, this person is really offering a lot of value. So maybe they should be on, you know, this person's, the influencer's podcast, or the influencer might want to write a blog post about this person and the advice that they've given, or use them as an example in one of their, you know, podcast episodes or their trainings or whatever it might be. So think from that perspective. As long as you're offering really valuable advice, people will take notice, and sometimes people in those influencer areas will also take notice. Okay. So my next bit of advice, or my next point, is to subscribe to trade journals like Yarn Market News. This is a great resource for yarn shop owners, designers, and yarn companies. It's a great resource to learn best practices for your business. So if you're, like I said, you're a designer, you're a yarn shop, you can read articles about accounting software. I'm using that example again because it's just on my mind. Articles about how to network, Like, I'm trying to kind of share here how to network at trade shows, you know, like kind of the step-by-step process. And I'm going to get into some of my own best practices for that. But Yarn Market News, in my opinion, is so valuable. It's like, I cannot wait for it to come out. There's so many great pieces of information. It's not fluffy at all. And by the way, I have an article coming out in Yarn Market News in the October issue, and it's how to pitch yourself to get on a podcast, and basically how to use a podcast as a marketing tool for your business. So hopefully you'll check that out, and I'd love to see what you think of it. Okay. So the next piece of advice is yarn companies are always looking for support, okay? So yeah, I mean, they want designers to have their yarn on their needles, right? This is just the truth. I mean, you might be afraid to reach out to a yarn company, but the truth is that if you are definitely going to use the yarn in a design, then they are willing to offer the yarn to you, usually for free, right? But you just have to be prepared to explain to them how you're going to use it, show them samples of your work. You want them to know that you are a professional. And nowadays, yarn companies that are really smart and savvy online, they are also interested in, you know, do you do live videos? Do you have a podcast? Do you have an Instagram? And how engaged you are on those places too. So, you know, online, you know, your social networks, those are places that you should be networking too, you know, that you can be actually engaging with those people, with the yarn companies, with the companies that you want to work with. So a great example, you know, if you're on Instagram and you're using a yarn. Like, so for example, I've been doing some promotions for Barocco over the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, you tag the company, you tag them, and then they share the love with their people and they tag you back. But it's paying it forward. It's a beautiful thing. So always try to connect the dots. You know, I can't stress that more. Connect the dots. So if you're using a yarn, tag the company. If you're doing a live video, mention them in your, you know, while you're talking, mention them, tag them, touch, feel their yarn, sample it. And, you know, when you're done, let's say with a video, if you do something, don't take it to the next level. Don't just tag them. Send them a message through Facebook Messenger, send them a message and say, hey, by the way, you know what? I just did this video. And you can also, if you can actually link, put the link to your video on their page, and then they will decide to share it. Every page, you can actually leave a link, and then it's up to the admin to add that to their page. So you know what? It's really a good idea, because if you're promoting their yarn, they're happy. They're going to be happy. Trust me. Another way to do this, to network with them, is to email them, let's say about a week. If you're strategic and you are doing live videos, or you are doing a blog, so let's say you don't want to do video. Let's use the example of a blog. So we've got, let's talk about these three marketing drivers. We've got the podcast, like I do, podcast, live video, and blog. So maybe you do blog, and so you want to be talking about them and tag them and do all kinds of stuff and show tutorials and photos and what have you. Get in touch with them via email a week ahead. Be strategic and explain what it is that you're going to do. So this is your way of sort of setting that foundation, you know, so that you can create other opportunities to collaborate with them in the future. So, all right. So let's talk about live events next. This is a big area. I've got a lot of sub bullets for this one. So I can't stress this more, to attend live events. I mean, online is awesome. It's great. There's so much that we can do sitting behind our computer, but live events are really important, because nothing beats the face-to-face, the energy that you get from face-to-face. So one of the trade events that I will always be, you know, a cheerleader and an advocate for is the National Needle Arts Trade Association, also known as TNNA. And you've heard me talk about that quite a bit. Other shows, these are not trade shows, but Vogue Knitting Live and Stitches are other great shows, because the same types of companies, you know, yarn companies and designers are there. And then of course, at a show like Stitches or Vogue Knitting Live, since it's consumer, the difference there is you're not going to see necessarily a yarn manufacturer at the show, but you're going to see retail companies, you know, like a yarn shop, local yarn shop, might open a booth or have a booth at Vogue Knitting or Stitches because they're consumer. But at TNNA is a yarn show. It's a consumer, I mean, it's a trade event. So the manufacturers, the makers of these yarns, both big yarn companies and small indie yarn companies are at these shows. Also, publishers have booths, you know, companies that create supplies for yarn crafters, you know, all kinds of, knitting notions and supplies and, you know, knitting bags and knitting yarn bowls, you know, I mean, it's like endless. And it's a great place to go and get to know these companies. And so if you're not able to go to a trade event like TNNA, Vogue Knitting, or Stitches, you know, there's an event. There's always an event. I think nowadays in every city, there's something. There's some kind of craft event. I know where I live in the Midwest. I went to CraftCon for the first time last year. It was so cool. So it is you know, just like I said before, there's crossover. It's not trade. It's not a trade event, but it is a consumer, but then there are trade people that are in the trade there, because, you know, that's where you're learning about the trends, about what's happening, about what people are doing, about, you know, you get to meet the other makers like you that maybe they're doing book signings or maybe they're a keynote speaker. So these are really great events to attend. So if you find, you know, just look like, just do a search for trade events in your city. Like, you know, I'm near Indianapolis. So it's like, you know, what's happening in Indianapolis? And the last time I did that, I was floored, because there are so many things happening. And there were also things that I missed because I didn't have it on my, you know, on my calendar. And so what I did was I did a search and found a website for craft events in the Midwest or in Indianapolis. And that's what I found. And there are many. So whatever city's nearest to you, do a little search for that stuff and get where those peeps are, because they're doing what you want to do. Go out there and get to meet them, you know? And so even if it's, so like a couple of years ago, it's been a while. I went to the last few, podcast movement events. I've talked about this before. So it's not knitting and yarn, but when I was at Podcast Movement, I got to meet other podcasters. So from the trade or the tools of the trade, for podcasting, best practices for podcasting, ideas for how to, you know, get interview or, you know, guests or, you know, just interviewing techniques or whatever. There's so many different things to learn and network with others about. But one of the things I did was, you know, I actually had a knitting circle. I was in Chicago and I said, you know what, let me do a thing on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm going to put up a big announcement and say, hey, knitters, you know, because I'm thinking, all right, I'm in Chicago. This was in Chicago a couple years ago. I said, I'm at the, you know, Hyatt downtown, Chicago, whatever it was. Meet me 7 p.m. in the lobby for a get together, knitting get together. And people reached out and said, yeah, I'll meet you. A couple of people showed up and we had a little, you know, knitting get together. Cause I thought, wait a minute, I'm in a big city and, you know, why not try this? Why not, you know, see what happens? So you can think out of the box and almost have your own little event at the event. So that's, you know, kind of like a long-winded idea. I just sort of went off on a tangent a little bit with the podcast movement, but it's just to hopefully get your wheels, your creative juices and your wheels moving about this. So in regards to kind of like circling back to trade events, a trade event like TNNA. So here are some steps for how you can prepare yourself if you would like to network at a show like this. Now, the next one coming up is in January. On the West Coast. I believe it's in Portland, Oregon. That's a smaller show. I am not going to that show. I usually go to the June TNNA because it's a bigger show, meaning it's a bigger show because of the season, because it's a show. All the yarn companies are displaying their fall winter collections. So you got to think a little bit differently at trade events. So the summer shows, this is a confusing thing at the beginning, but a consumer show like TNNA, since it's yarn, fashion, seasonal, right? The yarns that are displayed in a summer show would be for the fall winter collections. And the yarns that are displayed at a winter show, like in January or February, are usually going to be for a spring collection. So when I was a new designer and illustrator, the first thing I did is I put together a portfolio. Now, back in the days when I started, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook. They didn't exist, actually. So I had a hard cover, you know, a big portfolio. It wasn't big. It was just like a great, easy to flip through book that I would take to the show. And I would actually have patterns in my portfolio, photos of my work. And I would schedule a time to meet with distributors or yarn companies. And I would do this early in the day. So here's tip number one in this category is if you are going to a trade show, you know, they are there to sell. They are there to sell yarn or to sell patterns. Like in the case of a distributor, most distributors are there. There's some publishers that distribute books. So that's another kind of distributor that you would see at TNNA, but there are yarn and pattern. I'm sorry, there are pattern distributors and yarn distributors there, and so they're there to sell. So you want to make sure that you, if you are going to meet with them, try to get in touch with them. I would suggest a month in advance because they are filling their calendars early, and also when they are they're at the show displaying their collections, they're usually there a little bit early and they are really getting ready. They're so busy the weeks leading up to the show. So you don't want to wait till the last minute. and you can, you know, and try to get us, you know, an appointment with them. I'll be honest, it's a little hard when you're first starting out because they don't know you. So you can try via email, and then maybe you're putting that bug in their ear, even if they say, no, sorry, you know, our time is filled up, or we don't, you know, they don't respond at all. If that could happen, because, you know, they're busy, but you go and you show up and you get in there early before, you know, you try to set up an appointment if you can before the show starts, before the show floor opens, if they're willing to do that, or later in the day. You can also ask them if they're willing to meet in the hotel lobby for breakfast, or for breakfast, I should say, because they may not, you know, most of the, you know, vendors and designers and publishers and people at the shows, they always have breakfast meetings because it's a great way to utilize the time before the show starts. And then a lot of the times they have networking or appointments with companies after the show is over for the day, like at the bar, or that's always a popular place at the trade shows. So anyway, most companies are open to this because it doesn't take away from the show floor. So, you know, you can always sneak in at other times as well. You just need to be a little more strategic about that and make sure that, you know, there's nobody in the booth. If the booth is busy, then come back later, you know, but they're open. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask, because, they're willing to work with you. If you're a designer, they want to put the yarn in your hands, like I said. So if you have something to show them, they're going to be impressed because, you know, they're going to see that you're really organized. And also plan your elevator pitch. I know that sounds funny, you know, like the elevator pitch, you know, your who you are, like, you know, you're like, you want to make it warm and natural so you can introduce yourself without feeling, you know, like really, you know, that the moment you walk in to the booth and you don't know what to say, because sometimes those first few words, you can just stumble over them. So if you know what you're going to say and you have a way of introducing yourself and being natural, and then you can explain, you know, how much you love their product and actually what you've done with their yarn. And, you know, a bonus would be walking in their booth with a design that you made with their yarn. Now that would be impressive, but go in and look at the yarn and genuinely spend time. Like if you're at TNNA, look at the yarn, look at what's going on, look what's new. And then they're going to come over and they're going to say, hi, can I help you? And then that's when you can, you know, break the ice and just have a little conversation. And even if you are just like, hey, you know, I'm starting out, I'm a new designer. Like if you're really transparent that way, like don't feel like you have to hide the fact that you're new and you have to be all polished. It's okay. You know, everyone starts somewhere. And then be ready to share your business card, or, you know, I know that some designers are really smart. They have a 4x5 card because they're a little bit bigger than business cards. You know, of course, big business cards can get lost. I'm just saying. I collect so many business cards. I actually bring a Ziploc bag. That's a little tip for you. Bring a Ziploc bag to put all your cards and all, you're going to get a lot of little tiny little doodads that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, where am I going to put these? Bring a Ziploc bag to put them in. But share your business card or a 4x5 card. I like the idea of a bigger card. It's double-sided. It can even have like a little mini like portfolio on the card, a way that someone can get in touch with you, you know, how to get in touch, how to see your Instagram, like make it so that on this front and back, it really tells the story of exactly who you are. And that'll really help you tremendously. And by the way, if someone doesn't say yes to talking to you, if you can't get a meeting, that's okay. But be persistent. Try to get the meetings. Like, because the first time you go, it's going to be, you know, it's, you're going to be, just take it all in. Just take it all in. You know, maybe you'll get to know a veteran designer and maybe they'll be willing to allow you to shadow them on the floor. Or maybe you can start up a conversation in one of these groups. You know, in let's say Fiberboss, and you get to know a veteran designer or you meet an editor and you ask, you know, hey, could I, you know, are you going to TNNA and would you have time to have coffee? You know, you buy them a coffee, you pick their brain, and maybe they'll, you know, be willing to let you just, you know, kind of walk the floor for maybe, you know, 20 minutes with them or something like that. And so that's a great way especially your first time, because that's what I did. I'm just kind of giving you the rundown for like what I did when I started, because then after a couple shows are under your belt, you're going to be like, you're going to be crushing it. You're going to be fine. And every time you go to the show, because this is how it is for me after all these years, I mean, I've been going for over 15 years now. I can't believe it, but it's like seeing old friends, you know, it's a wonderful thing. But be ready to stomp the floor from the time you wake up until the time your head hits the pillow. Live shows can, you know, in-person shows can be a career maker, and they definitely made my career. I think I owe everything to my, the connections and experience I gained from TNNA, because it helped me land many illustration clients, many of my, design, you know, related, clients and the companies, you know, distributors and yarn companies that picked up my patterns in the early days. And it ultimately led me to my job as the executive editor of Creative Knitting. I remember having my first, very, very first interview with the VP from Annie's. Back then it was called, the company was called DRG Publishing. And we had our meeting. I had my interview on the floor, you know, in the TNNA lounge with the VP of the company. So you know what? I can't stress more. And today, you know, I still go to TNNA, and now I teach business and marketing classes, and I mentor designers and help yarn shops grow their businesses through my classes. So, you know, I will not be teaching at the June show, but most likely I will be teaching once again in June. So, I'll share more about that, but you know, we still have another year for that to happen. All right. So, wow, I think I covered a lot. I think I had a few other things, but you know what? I think this is enough. And Stephanie, I hope that you found value in this. So yeah. So you guys, if you, like I said before, if you have a question, let me know. If you have a scenario that you struggle with or that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, you know, maybe you also would like to approach a yarn company or a publisher. Maybe you have an idea that you're working on, or you know, maybe you're planning on going to TNNA and you want to get a game plan in place for networking and using your time effectively at the show. So leave me your recorded answer by going to caragotwarner.com, click the How to Get in Touch link at the top of the page, and then you'll see where you can leave your voice or you can write in with your question. All right, you guys. And with that, I am going to let you go, and I will see you next time. Take care.